This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for March 24th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off, JLN, today with this story from Tom Thompson. Eurex Derivatives Forum takes a look at German blockchain innovation. Day one of the Eurex Derivatives Forum, held this week on Tuesday and Wednesday, offered a discussion of German developments in blockchain innovation. Germany has implemented not only detailed legislation on custody of cryptocurrencies and digital assets, but has also recently adopted a law allowing electronic issuance of securities, including on a blockchain. The Digital Securities and Tokenization panelists seem to agree that digital securities will find their first adoption either in new types of securities such as carbon emission offset certificates or bonds. Bonds, they said, are more immediately amenable to blockchain because the whole life cycle can easily be entered on a blockchain: origination, coupons, and redemption. To read the rest of this story, you can find it on johnlothiannews.com. Here are the comments and stories from the hits and takes section of today's JLN. First, it was volcano bonds, now rhino bonds, and it does not have anything to do with Republicans. A bond designed to raise funds to grow the population of endangered black rhinoceroses in South Africa will be sold by the World Bank this year. The U.S. Federal Reserve issued two white papers on March 22nd. The first was titled Global Stablecoins, Monetary Policy Implementation Considerations for the U.S. Perspective. And the second was titled Gender and Social Networks on Bank Boards. Last night, I interviewed SGX CEO Lo Boon Chai for our industry leader series we normally do during FIA Boca. Today, I'll have the first interview with the new trading technology CEO, Tim Giannopoulos, since he took over the role, this one in person since we are both in Chicago. Elon Musk tweeted that Tesla will now accept Bitcoin as payment for cars. And why not? We are going to conclude our demographic survey at the end of March. If you have not filled it out, please do. We will pull names for those who reply and give donations to a charity of their choice. There were no new donations to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by giving to our GoFundMe campaign. I sent JLN Editor-in-Chief a quokka, a short-tailed scrub wallaby, to cheer her up during her recovery from surgery. She is progressing, and who knew she liked quokkas? I do now. Tom Thompson reports, what looked like ErisX Hail Mary pass overshot the receiver. The cryptocurrency trading platform and derivatives exchange withdrew its proposed sports betting contract from the CFTC on Monday. The CFTC had set a 90-day clock on a deeper review of the proposal that was set to run out in a day or two. ErisX had certified to the CFTC that its futures based on the results of NFL regular season football games met the standards of the Commodity Exchange Act, and the CFTC's review was essentially the commission's wondering out loud if that were true. In written comments to the commission, both the NFL and the NBA called for a comprehensive study of the proposal be undertaken before the CFTC allowed ErisX to list the contracts. Matt Rabel reports, please note a correction in last week's story, FIA Boca V closing ceremony honors outstanding figures and remembers a loss. Doug Harris became general counsel of JP Morgan Futures when it was created in 1982. Harris helped organize the new entity after joining JP Morgan Futures in 1979. Here's some more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. BrokerTec launches first ever U.S. Treasury benchmark spread trading capability. This is a press release from the CME. BrokerTec, a leading provider of electronic trading platforms and technology services in fixed income markets, this week launched Relative Value Curve Spread Trading, allowing clients to trade cash U.S. Treasury benchmark spreads in a single order for the first time. As a result, market participants are able to trade spreads across the yield curve more efficiently and without legging risk. My comment, some people have done some really good work to make spread trading easier. Nice work. Here is a story from Bloomberg. The line between NFTs and fine art gets even blurrier in new auction. The family of Russian modernist Vladimir Barnov Rossini is auctioning off a non-fungible token that happens to come with a 100-year-old painting. The art market has not been kind to the late Vladimir Baranov Rossini, 1888 to 1944, an avant-garde artist whose sculpture sits in permanent collection of the Museum of Modern Art in New York. Since 2011, art by Baranov Rossini has come to auction 100 times. About 60% of it didn't sell, according to data from ArtNet's price database. My comment, I know art when I see it. It is never fungible. Here's a story from Forbes. After complaints of 100-hour workweeks, Goldman Sachs is allowing bankers to take off Saturdays. In a magnanimous gesture of empathy after hearing the complaints of its junior bankers who were tasked to work 100-hour workweeks, Goldman Sachs is now enforcing Saturdays off for its bankers in what has deemed the Saturday rule. In case you think you're reading The Onion or Babylon Bee by mistake, sadly you are not. My comment, magnanimous is the word of the day. Here's a story from Fox 35 in Orlando. It's a little off base. Pet frog from Orlando is finalist to become next Cadbury Bunny. Her name is Betty, and she wants to be your next Cadbury Bunny. A one-year-old Australian White's tree frog from Orlando, Florida, beat out thousands of other animals to become a top 10 finalist in the Cadbury search for their 2021 Easter Bunny. Suzanne Cosgrove says, not traditional, but somehow appropriate for year two of a pandemic. Here's a story from Axios. Most investors now say stock market is, quote, unquote, rigged. Nearly 50% of Americans now say the stock market is rigged against individual investors. A survey from Bankrate.com and YouGov shows, and surprisingly, a solid majority of those investing in the stock market, 56%, believe the market is rigged as well. My comment, sailboats are rigged and it's a good thing. Here are your top three most read stories from Tuesday. On Tuesday, the top read story came from Bloomberg Businessweek. Jamie Dimon may soon turn away deposits, and he's not happy. The Wall Street Journal's report on the stalling of electronification of the LME was number two. London Metal Exchange's overhaul meets resistance. And Crane Chicago Business had the third most read story. How Chicago became the Silicon Valley of pot. Here's your Markets Wiki statistics of the day. The site now has 201,881,876 pages viewed, with 25,521 pages on the site. There have been 231,127 edits. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial for our daily email. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated. With respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.